Hi guys.
For real.
Hey guys.
Okay. I'm being dramatic.
But here me and Emma are. We're a little bit late to this podcast because there you go.
We're sick.
We're two sick girls.
We're not that bad, but we're on our way. Mm-hmm. We're losing our voices. We have colds and it's finals. Finals week is coming up, so it's fitting.
I know. I swear everyone is sick. Everyone either has like the sniffles or strep, but I think like just having our formal and like Cinco de Mayo just like made it worse.
It's like a combination of just being out late, not sleeping. Mm-hmm. What do you do when you get sick? Like, what's...
I literally lay in bed and do nothing.
What are you supposed to do?
Since I have like such a horrible immune system, like whenever I get sick, I get really, really sick. And so I really try to catch it before it gets bad. But I think I told you this, but like I take prenatal vitamins like every single morning.
I do too.
It's so good for you.
They're gummies.
Yeah. And like that didn't help me either. And so I don't know. I really just try to take it easy. And like whenever I get sick, like even if I'm a tiny bit sick, I will like stay in bed for 3 days.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just think really sleeping is like so huge. Just like being able to like have a good night's sleep like helps you so much. So I take like melatonin before I go to bed whenever I'm sick.
When you get sick, like what are you most commonly sick with? Like
strep.
Most often strep.
Yeah, they want to take my tonsils out.
My mom got her tonsils taken out.
Honestly, I think I should do it, but I heard it's like the worst pain of your whole life. Like when you get older, it's harder to heal.
Oh, the older you are. Mm-hmm. I think my mom got it when she was like your age.
Yeah.
And that was a long time.
Honestly, like they say 21's like the last year you should get it done.
Oh, shoot, really?
I don't know. So it's either, because I have to get my wisdom teeth out too, because like, my teeth are moving because of my wisdom teeth. And so I have to get those out, and then I'm just like 2 in 1. Take them all at once.
Yeah, just do everything.
I would be literally dead.
Fix my nose and my cheekbones while you're at it.
Yeah, oh my god, I love that. Give me some fake boobs. It'd be perfect. I think a nice C or even a D would be nice. Well, a D's a little bit.
A B.
Yeah, that's true.
At this point.
Yeah. No. I don't know how girls have big boobs and are skinny.
It's not real.
No, but like girls that are real and have big boobs and are skinny. I don't get it. Isn't that just fat?
Yeah. It's probably.
I kind of understand.
I don't know. I don't get it either. But.
But it's fine.
Every time I'm sick, I get really, like, weird sick.
What do you mean?
Like, I have a really sensitive stomach.
Yeah? Are you allergic to dairy?
Yeah, and I still eat it. But, like, it affects me sometimes.
Okay.
And then I just get, like, I always had really bad anxiety as a kid. So, and still. And anytime I was, like, nervous, I would make myself sick. Like, physically sick. And, like, my mom or my brother can... do the same thing, and like I don't know, I think the older I've gotten, the more headaches I get and the more like cold I feel, like I'm more like susceptible to getting like anyone else's like illnesses because I have a crap immune system too.
Yeah,
but which kind of sucks because like, you know, the older you get, they're like, well, you're like, you're gonna be like a mom. Mm-hmm. Moms don't get sick. I'm like, I'll be sick all the time. My kid's sick.
No, literally if my kid is sick, like I'm out.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
same.
My mom really genuinely thinks that, like, I'm living in my Benjamin Button life. And she really thinks that, like, these first, like, years, since I did get so sick when I was in fifth grade. And, like, I have been sick so often. Like, I'm 21 now. And she's, like, thinks, like, for the last, like, 10 years I've been, like, so sick. And so, like, once I, like, get married and have kids, my mom thinks I'm literally gonna, like, transform.
Awesome.
Yeah, she thinks that like the second part of my life is gonna be the best part of my life.
Aww. Mm-hmm.
Well, so I really
kind
hope
of exciting.
So
exciting. Yeah,
yeah, so I really hope.
Well, everyone says that like they're like when they're married and have kids, like that's the best part of their life. I hate when people are like college is the best time, because I'm like, I'm not having that good of a time.
No, me neither. I'm just like doing like I'm stressed constantly.
Yeah,
like if I can just live my life and like be settled and stable with like my cute little husband, my kids, like everyone says that's the worst time because you're just like so bored doing the same thing. I'm just like,
no.
Well then make the most of it. I don't know.
like, I don't think college is bad, but it's just, like...
No, but it's so stigmatized. Like, everyone says, like, you have to go out every single night and date everyone. And it's just, like, I'm not like that. Like, I'm not like that to, like, go out and just, like, go wild. And I can because I get like, so sick.
I like to be, like, around my friends and, like, go do something fun. Yeah, and just, go like... to bed at 10 p.m.
Exactly. Like, what? I love that. Okay, I have to blow my nose.
You can blow your nose.
Okay.
I love how we're, like, in a confined space together and we're both sick. We have hand sanitizer.
We're gonna get each other's sickness.
Hand sanitizer, tissues.
I'm almost done. If you need a tissue, I have it, too.
Thank you.
I'm almost done. Oh, yeah, can I have some hand sanitizer?
Yeah, here. I keep hand sanitizer in my car, like, a huge thing of it.
You have a big one. I have just a little baby one. I need to clean my car. Your car is always so nice and clean.
I just throw everything in the trunk when people come in.
Smart.
But thanks.
Yeah. My car, like, I just don't give a shit about.
I like my little car.
Yeah, you have a cute, you have a perfect car. Well, what did you have before this? I met you when you had the... What did you have?
I was just driving our extra car. It was a Cadillac.
Because you just got this car right when I met you.
Mm-hmm.
When you lived
So when I was in high school, I had a Chevy Cruze.
Okay, I think I saw you in that.
Okay. Maybe. No, because the lease was up. And so we were waiting to get me, like, another car. And it was just, you know, Christmas came, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And so eventually I was like, we're going to the, like, store. Like, I'm done. Like, we need a car. So. Yeah. But I was just driving, like, whatever we had, like, around the house. So. Okay. Yeah, I don't even know what it would have been.
I don't. Because I remember... Maybe like I picked you car? Up. I think I might have picked you up. It was a little car.
Then it was a Cadillac.
Or it was whatever someone had in the driveway that maybe I just assumed was yours. Because you just said,
was
like...
Was it white?
Yeah, I think so.
Was it a Range Rover?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, no. That's Sarah's car.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, no. I was driving, like, a little Cadillac.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Because what did you have? So, you lived, when you first came to Chapman, you lived in a house.
And, yeah, off of Cambridge.
Okay. On Cambridge.
Off of Chapman
how
on
long,
Cambridge.
Though?
For a year.
Okay.
But I wasn't there all the time because I lived 20 minutes from here. So, right. I was, like, home a lot.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. Because I remember...
But there was 4 of us who lived there.
Okay.
We all had cars.
Okay, then maybe
so
I
it was probably someone else's car. But, yeah, no. So, I... had my little Chevy Cruze, which was so cute, and then I had my just driving whatever because my lease was up, and then we bought this one.
Yeah, okay, that's what I remember because you just got it and you got a little license plate.
Oh yeah, and I just took that. My stickers off because I was like, I'm too old to have sorority stickers on my car.
I know, I'm really.
I was like, I'm almost 22. I'm taking them off. Yeah, but I have the plates too. That's like way too much.
Yeah, I have an Alfie sticker and then the plate.
Oh, you do.
No, Chapman plate.
Oh, yeah, then that's fine.
Yeah, so it, like, kind of balances a little bit, but I don't know. If people are driving, I feel like they're like, ah, fucking AFI.
Yeah, she sucks so at driving. AFI sucks.
Yeah, then I'm like, yeah.
I actually thought about that because I was in LA, and I was driving, and I was going to flip somebody off, and I was like, I have an Alpha Fee sticker on my car. I probably shouldn't do that.
And honestly...
And then I was annoyed at Alpha Fee because I couldn't, like, express myself.
Yeah, then you're like, well, fuck this. That's true.
So I took my sticker off.
Yeah, I had my sticker on, and then I've always had the sticker on, but then, like, whenever people are driving, like, I feel like they judge me. You know what's so annoying?
They judge me.
I was driving back here once, I think, last week, and some guy came next to me. Literally, we were in bumper-to-bumper traffic, and I was checking my... Oh, horrible. And I was checking my phone to see if Waze was a better option. And so I literally was on Waze for maybe a minute. We were bumper to bumper. I was literally stopped.
Where were you on the 55 South?
55, yep. North.
North?
Coming here.
Oh, that coming is north. You're right.
Yeah. And he drives by me and he honks at me. And he literally puts his hands up to his ears like he's holding a phone. And then
were you
goes,
on your phone?
Yeah, because I was looking at Waze to see if I should get off.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So I
he's like, hang up.
Yeah, he literally, like, put the phone down. And I was like, don't fucking tell me what to do. I was so mad. And literally then, I go forward a little bit just to piss him off. I hold up my phone, like, I'm, like, looking at directions. And he lays on his horn. And I'm like, bro, like, why are people so concerned about other people's business? I'm like, oh, I was so annoyed.
Was he, like, old?
Yeah, he was literally, like, well, he's, like, a 55-year-old, like, Mexican man who was driving, like, a pickup truck that was falling apart. And I was like, no, 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 don't tell me what to do. And then I was like, you know what, like, maybe if I do it and he, like, sees my Chapman thing and, like, my sticker, like, that's just not... Because I wanted to flip him off. Guys, like, fuck you. Like, yeah. I'm going to look at the directions. Like,
I flip people off all the time.
I know. Like, I was really considering that. I was like, I don't want to be shot right now, so...
Oh, my God. Yeah. I've thought about that before.
My mom really genuinely, like, thinks that if she ever, like, drives past someone, like, she... Like, they have a gun, so she never flips people off.
My mom... I don't know if my mom does. Not with me in the car, but I'm sure she does.
Yeah.
She seems like that kind of
lady.
Yeah,
I guess not with us. Not with me in the car, I guess.
I flip people off when my mom's in the car. She laughs.
My mom doesn't really care. My parents don't really care about cussing and, like, flipping off and stuff.
Oh, my mom acts like she does.
Yeah, my parents are over it, I think.
Yesterday I was in the jacuzzi, which is kind of a weird story, but not weird. It's just a weird thing to say. But I was in the jacuzzi, and my mom was like, it's so cold outside. And I was like, I know, it's fucking freezing. And she's like, oh, don't say that. And I'm like, okay. And then she, like, walked away. And I was like, okay, bye.
Like, okay. Like, she doesn't, like, get upset. She just...
No. Like, but no. I'm also, like, 21, almost 22.
I know.
I'm an adult.
Are you excited for your birthday?
Not really.
What are you going
to
do?
I'm going to be in New York City. My birthday lands on... Is what it a is Tuesday? It that just sucks.
I know, we're going to have to do a podcast, because we're going to be famous, clearly, off this podcast.
By my birthday, we will be famous. July 9th, 2019. Let's see what day that is. Okay, we'll click on it. Anyway, I'll be in New York. I don't know if people will visit me or not, but July 9th, it's a Tuesday. I was right.
Oh, yeah.
That's so not fun. So I'll be at work.
Yay. Maybe
maybe I can bring in, like, cupcakes or donuts to the office.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Maybe they would like that.
I think that they would.
Hopefully I'm not sick when it's my birthday.
Yeah, that's true. Whenever you're sick on your birthday, it just is...
I don't think I've ever been sick on my birthday.
I don't think I've ever been...
I've spent my birthday... on an airplane when I turned 9.
Oh.
We were flying to England, so we got on... It's like, oh my God, I'm gonna sneeze.
It's
just
okay.
Kidding.
It's I thought so too,
passed.
But I like...
When I turned 9 on one of my birthdays, we got on an airplane, we were flying to London, and by the time we landed in London, it was the 10th. So, like, my
birthday.
I literally missed my birthday.
Aww.
So we flew to London, then we flew to Ireland, and we get to the place, and, like, my grandparents, like, the chefs made me a cake and everything, and I was like, okay, well, it's not really my birthday anymore, but it's fine. And then my brother's birthday was the next day, because my brother's birthday is the 11th.
Ugh.
And I was like, we totally missed my birthday.
That's kind of cute that you guys have, like, matching birthdays, but wow, your parents really didn't plan that very well.
No, but I was early, too, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was late.
You were late by how far? Meghan Markle just had her baby, and she 12 days,
mm-hmm.
and she was late.
Yeah, she was kind of late.
They didn't say. Well, anyway, we're going to go take some emergency and take a nap.
Yeah, that actually sounds so nice. But yeah, I'm going to go sniff away and blow my nose somewhere else. And
go lay down.
Yep. Yeah, you won't hear my nasal voice for much longer.
Uh-uh.
You probably don't want to anyways, but. All right, well, we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.